Welcome to the weekend. This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Saturday, November 19th, and Sunday, November 20th. This may be the first forecast of the latter half of the year where they've brought out the word blustery. According to the National Weather Service, there will be a slight chance for flurries Saturday morning, but besides that, it'll be sunny most of the day. But while it will be sunny, it will also be cold, with a high of 22 degrees dropping down to a wind chill of 0 degrees due to blustery 15 to 25 mile per hour winds. On Saturday night, it'll be mostly clear, with the winds calming a bit and a low of 10 degrees. On Sunday, the temperatures will get up to 35 degrees, again with sunny skies, and again with wind that will probably make it feel a lot colder. Iowa will still have one statewide Democrat in office after Republican state auditor candidate Todd Halber conceded the race Friday to Democratic incumbent auditor Rob Sand. Halber said he was dropping his request for a recount because he did not have sufficient resources to file the requests in all 99 counties, and he claimed the Republican Party of Iowa would not help support a statewide recount. Sand led the race by 2,893 votes out of nearly 1.2 million cast in the election, a margin of just 0.24%, according to the latest unofficial results reported by the Iowa Secretary of State's office. Because the victory margin is less than 1%, Halber, by state law, could request a recount without being required to post a bond, with Iowa counties picking up the cost. Halber, though, would still have to physically file paperwork with each county auditor in the state within 3 days after the county canvass and recruit representatives in all 99 counties to serve on recount boards. They have to have the flexibility to do a hand count for days and be flexible for 18 total days to get the recount done, Halber said in a statement provided to the Gazette. My campaign does not have the staff or infrastructure to get that coordinated on a statewide basis in that short amount of time. In less than 3 days this week, 7 people, 5 of them children, have died in Iowa house fires, a fatality rate not seen in the state in at least 16 years, data shows. 4 children died Wednesday in a fire in Mason City. A retired couple died Thursday in a fire in northeast Cedar Rapids, and a fire early Friday in Onslow claimed another child. The Mason City fire was blamed on a faulty power strip. The cause of the Cedar Rapids and Onslow fires remained under investigation, though officials believe the Onslow fire started in the kitchen. Structure fires do tend to pick up this time of year, said Ron Humphrey, the special agent in charge for the Iowa Fire Marshal's Office, because as the temperature drops, people start using different kinds of heat-generating appliances that can sometimes become fire hazards, like space heaters, furnaces, and fireplaces. Data compiled by the State Fire Marshal's Office dating to 2006 shows that there has never been such a high fatality rate in such a short period of time in those 16 years. The only comparable year, in December 2017, 4 days before Christmas, 2 fires on the same day claimed 6 people, including a family of 5, in Davenport. Gambling supporters in Cedar Rapids want to keep hope alive. In a bid to rally support for Cedar Rapids' third try at a casino once the state's moratorium on new gaming licenses expires in 2024, Linn County gaming interests have begun to bankroll the political campaigns of key state leaders and perhaps boost their influence in the state house. The Cedar Rapids Development Group PAC, the political action committee formed by backers of a potential Cedar Rapids casino, contributed $47,750 to Republican and Democratic candidates in the filing period that ended October 14th, just weeks before the November 8th midterm elections, according to the Iowa Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board. Have a good weekend, everyone.